AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Coldwater High School. Sean Watson and Quinn Berry, Mike's side. We're about 14 minutes or so away from the opening tip of boys basketball between the Coldwater Cardinals and your two-time Smack East champion, Battle Creek Central Bearcats. Kent Smoker has just now emerged from the locker room with a chance to talk to us for a few moments following a Coldwater girls basketball victory, 66-59. The Lady Cardinals on top of Battle Creek Central. A lot of similarities between this game and the game up at Battle Creek in January 17th.
Well, I think the similar thing was is it ended up close, but I think the big difference was the last time when we played them, we didn't have a real good thought process going in after that emotional loss to Marshall. I think that was the big difference. We came out ready to play. Our seniors were excited to have a chance to walk off this court for the last time as winners, and I think our juniors really concentrated on allowing that to happen as well.
Well, you seemed to be in control most of the night, but yet we got down to the last couple minutes, and it was too close. Let's put it that way.
It was. You know, start of the fourth quarter, we go in up 10, and that's all I called a timeout towards the end of the third and said, hey, right now is where we got to buckle down. We can't let them get back into it going into the fourth.
But, and then what happens? They score the first nine points of the fourth.
Well, I said there's three things we got to do to win. Number one, you got to take care of the ball, which we proceeded to turn the ball over three straight possessions for 6 points. And then we have to box out, which all of a sudden we struggled with, and we've been doing a good job the whole game, I thought. And then we had to get back on defense, which that really didn't come into play. But hey, you know what? We let them back in, and we could have kept folding, but the girls kept working. Even when we get a little lead, a little breathing room, we do something that wasn't to our advantage and let them back in again. But hey, we pulled it out.
Yeah, that's the good and thing. That's the most important thing. But I thought a couple of things there, Coach, tonight, and especially in the first half. You took care of the basketball, and you didn't let the pressure bother you.
Right. You know, we were ready for their press, and honestly, we have done a good job when people have pressed us like that. Our problem against the press has been when they lay back and look to trap, and then we're not patient enough and made bad passes. So I really wasn't that concerned with their press. Plus, we have some good ball handlers, which helps a great deal.
But the turnovers in the first half were outstanding. You know, was right within where you think they should be, what a nice send-off for your seniors tonight. I thought the game started on a real positive note.
You know, I was talking to Dick Dumanian, the Battle Creek Central coach, and I'm familiar with him from officiating. Yep. He used to be down at Defiance College, and we were just talking, and he said, you know, he's got some girls out today. One's gone, one's sick. And I said, well, I'm going to start five seniors. It's their last night. So it's first night all season. I've been nervous.
Yeah.
And I said, and one of them is not actually supposed to be on the floor because she's not cleared to play, but I'm just going to stick her out there, and when we get a first whistle, she's coming off. And it was his idea. He said, you want to do something special for her? And I said, you mean you're willing to start 2-2?
That's a class act.
Yes, it was. And when we went in to talk before the game, and when I said that, there was some really moist eyes in there. I mean, Jordan broke down, and I even was affected.
I'll be honest with you, it affected me.
Yeah, we saw that when she did come out for the final time. Lots of hugs all the way around, and I think she may have been the first one to tear up.
Yes, and you know what? The good thing is, she might not be done.
Yeah.
She was able to do a lot of things today at rehab, but they didn't clear her to play. But we don't play till Wednesday, so.
Right.
And they told her there's a good chance she'll be able to play. And you know what? Jordan's had some struggles this year shooting-wise, but you know what? When she's not out there, gosh darn it, we really miss Jordan Shirey.
Yeah.
You know what? And we do. And she is one of our most positive leaders out on the floor when things go wrong or even when things go well. And that's one thing my daughter Carly pointed out to me. The first night she was gone, she says, Dad, we can really miss Jordan out there because you don't know it, but she is always lifting us up. And it'll be good to have that back, and I hope it works out for her. And
well, let's wrap this up briefly.
Okay.
Wednesday, you're starting your district play. You're going to take on the winner of the Edwardsburg Three Rivers game on Monday night. And you told me beforehand that the entire team is going to go out and see that game out in Sturgis following your practice on Monday.
Correct. We're going to Coach Kelly's agreed to switch it and make it work out for us. We're going to have a short practice here on Monday. I'm going to have some food brought in. We're going to go over there and watch them. Both of them are really good record-wise. Three Rivers only has one loss. They've actually already played twice. And Three Rivers has beat them both times, maybe by 12. But, you know, it's hard to beat somebody three times in a season. And
Dave Storr's always said that.
Yeah, and the thing, I already warned my girls. I told them that. I said, it's hard to beat somebody three times in a season, but the last thing we can do is if something happens and Edwardsburg pulls one off, we can't relax and say, "Woo, Three Rivers is gone. We got a better chance." Because every single game is a tough one in the postseason.
You know as well as I do, coaches, you got a good club. And any night you can beat any team. And, you know, and if that happens, wow, would that be cool.
Yeah, I hope. I hope. You know, it's been a long time since anybody's won a district here for girls in basketball. I think 1995.
I was going to say when Coach Andrews was in his first go-round as the head coach. So final question. I had Kenzie Galloway with 31. Quinn had 32. What did you, the book, have her?
I haven't looked at the book. The score sheet up there said 31, but I haven't had a chance to check it because I was in there talking to them. So if it did, she tied it up twice. And so, you know what? I gave her some grief. She's an excellent shooter, free throw shooter. I said, Kenzie, you make your free throws like normal. You beat your own scoring record. But I'm happy for her, too.
All right, Kent Smoker, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinal Girls. We'll see you Wednesday on Sturgis against either the Wildcats or the Eddies.
All right. Thanks, Sean. Thanks, Quinn.
Kent Smoker joining us on our between games report. The Coldwater Cardinal Girls finishing out the regular season with a 66-59 win against Battle Creek Central. Let's go ahead and switch gears and talk about the boys contest coming up. Coldwater hosting the Battle Creek Central Bearcats. I believe they received an honorable mention in the Class A boys basketball poll. They are currently 6-16-2 overall, a perfect 12-0 in the SMAC East. They clinched the East Division Championship last Friday with their win and Gull Lake defeating Harper Creek, who was in second place in the league. And they have now won, following their loss to Benton Harbor on January 21st. They've won seven in a row, including a 71-48 slamming, as the Battle Creek Inquirer put it, against the Holt Rams in a makeup game on Wednesday.
Well, it's a good, solid ball club that goes about 10, 11 deep. They will play everybody tonight, no doubt about it. They always do. They move the ball up and down. You know, they're really a different looking Bearcat team than what we've seen sometime in the past. They're not extremely big. They got a lot of 6'4", 6'5 kids that can jump out of the gym. They're quick. But they'll press, but they won't press. So, thank you.
We just got a set of updated season stats for the Battle Creek Central Bearcats. They're led in scoring by Mafion Joyner. He's averaging 14 points per game. Curtis Frigg with 12. Joe Bowser, 10.5. Mohammed Albagami with 8.5 points per game.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
What did he...
Give him that. I've got a copy. One is a season and one's a conference.
Okay, one sheet that we had just received, season stats for the entire season, and the other one just for SMAC East division play. Got it. And he'll want the sheet back at the end of the night, which won't be a problem whatsoever. We mentioned... now that we've got these updated stats, looks like 11.7 points per game for Mafion Joyner, 11.8 for Curtis Trigg, 10.6 for Joe Bowser, Muhammad Albagami with 6.9. Let's see, through how many games is this?
That's 18 games.
Okay. And on the rebounding side, Trigg leading the way, 6.4, 5.1 for Mafion Joyner. Like we said, this is a very, very deep team here, this Battle Creek Central squad, two-time defending SMAC East champion.
Yeah, if you look throughout there, you know, you see a lot of numbers in that 7, 6, 7, 8, 9 range. Just a well-balanced group of young men that have played basketball together for a long time. So many of these young guys were up as freshmen and sophomores on varsity. There's two or three four-year players, probably four or five more three-year players on this team, and I think it's a team that gets along well. I think it's a team that really could surprise some teams throughout the district in the regionals if they could make it that far, because they are solid. They know what they need to do to win.
Now, anyway, in the game on Wednesday, Mafion Joyner, 15 points. Muhammad Al-Baghami, 13. Ahmed McKinney had 11 points and 6 rebounds. So, again, a show of the depth of Ahmed McKinney, not among the typical leaders that we saw out there.
Yeah, it's a very unique team.
Meanwhile, the Coldwater Cardinals coming into tonight's game, a 1-11 Smack East record. They are 4-13 overall. Lost to Harper Creek 72-49. You were on the bench. What was your take on the game?
I thought we played, I thought we just didn't have a lot of enthusiasm that night. Our energy level wasn't up to what it should have been. And some nights that's what frustrates coaches, I'm going to be honest with you. And I think we were all frustrated that night. I think we've had a couple of good practices since then, and I really look for us to come out and play a good, strong ball game against this team tonight. Whether we could pull off an upset, you always hope so, you think so, and you got to believe in that you can, but it's going to be tough against this real solid Battle Creek Central team.
On the game on Wednesday night between Coldwater and Harper Creek, really the Cardinals had no answer for the Beavers' big three. James Cadena with 16, Kylan Watkins and Trayvon Johnson, who actually transferred from Battle Creek Central, each had 14. Meanwhile, Logan Taggart, Nate Waterbury, each with 9 points to lead the way for the boys in red and white. Scout Case, our McDonald's player of the game from the other night, had 7.
Yeah, just one of those nights we just didn't seem to have a lot of energy, had a few too many turnovers, and hopefully we can come out against the Bearcats tonight, take care of the turnover situation, and play a good, solid basketball game as Coach Kelly tries to build towards those district tournaments.
Took a look at their starting lineup, and it's going to be all seniors, including Luke Stempy, and I don't think he's been cleared to play yet either, has he?
Not sure. Luke's been running at all the practices all week and been doing a lot of shooting, so hopefully he has been. I didn't talk to Coach Kelly after practice. I had a game last night, so I didn't talk to Coach Kelly, and so and I haven't talked to him today, but I hope Luke. He looks fine. So if he's been cleared, I'm sure he'll be in that lineup.
The seniors are being recognized, even though the boys have one more game before their postseason run begins, and that's going to be next Tuesday against Loy Norx. Let's go ahead and take this 1 minute and 30-second break. Be back with the starting lineups and the opening tip. Boys basketball, Battle Creek Central at Coldwater. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Birdwatching is your lifetime ticket to the theater of the outdoors. This winter, let Nottawa Gas Company and Tekonja help you transform your backyard into an oasis of nature. At Nottawa Gas, they stock more than 20,000 bird feeders, a wide variety of premium bird seed, bird houses, bird baths, and bird bath heaters for all your feathered friends. They're more than gas. Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonja on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
Doday's On-Time Services is the name to know when you need to heat or cool your home. Make sure your water heater is heating, improve the quality of your drinking water, or repair any type of plumbing problem. Now, that's a lot of services, and that's why they also offer a Priority Club membership. For a yearly fee, they'll do an annual maintenance check on all your systems. Plus, you'll get discounts on parts when you need them and priority service when you have a problem. That's Doday's On-Time Services, your trusted plumbing and heating company. Call 278-2995, 278-2995.
The piggy bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Starting lineups for tonight's game brought to you by Schwartz Rip Beer Stand. Think spring. Schwartz Rip Beer Stand will be opening for the season Monday, March 3rd. Schwartz Rip Beer Stand at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Streets, Coldwater, where your debit and credit cards will be gladly accepted in 2014. For the Battle Creek Central Bearcats, a perfect 12-0 in the SMAC East, 16-2 overall under veteran head coach Greg Williams. One of the classy guys in the SMAC East that we'll miss once we leave for the Interstate 8, by the way.
That's for sure, Sean.
Bill Robinson and Joe Bowser in the backcourt. Robinson, a 5'8 senior, and Bowser, a 5'10 senior. Up front, Muhammad Albagami, a 6'3 senior, and Curtis Trigg, a 6'2 senior. In the middle, David Templeton, a 6'6 senior. Meanwhile, for the Coldwater Cardinals, 1-11 in the SMAC East, 4-13 overall under third-year head coach Brian Kelly. All seniors tonight. In the backcourt, we'll have Scout Case, who stands 5'6", Grant Maurer at 6', and Luke Stempion at 6'1". Ryan Hadley and Ryan Mock up front. Hadley and Mock are both 6'3". It'll be Ryan Hadley jumping at center circle along with David Templeton. Ball is up in the air. It's slapped in the backcourt to Grant Maurer, and here we go. Logan Taggart getting ready to check in right away. Here is Luke Stempion. He is between the circles. Bounce pass to Case, and now Hadley with it. Looks like the Bearcats started out with a zone look, and that defense induced a traveling violation by Ryan Hadley. Luke Stempion, his 16-second shift is done. Nice grin on his face as Logan Taggart, who normally does get the start, 6'4 junior, team's leading scorer, averaging 10.2 a night, coming in for him. Here come the Bearcats.
Cardinals out in that 2-3 zone. They're going to make the Bearcats shoot over them again tonight, and hopefully they don't make a lot of threes. That's what you look for when you're doing this.
Of course, the other night against Holt, Battle Creek Central started out shooting 5 triples. So
yeah.
Let's see if that hot streak continues.
As a coach, you got to take chances.
Here's a take left side. Great pass to David Templeton. He's fouled. For Coldwater, Scout Case picking up the first foul of the night. 47 seconds into the contest. Templeton to the free throw line. First one is down, is up, is good, and the Bearcats draw first blood, 1-0. Handing you that season stat sheet so you can keep apprised of the best free throw shooters for the Bearcats. Templeton misses, rebounded by Hadley. Scout Case past the timeline, bounce pass, feeding Grant Maurer, went through his hands, Templeton picks it up. Templeton ahead to Albagami. Three-pointer, right corner. It's an air ball. Taggart boxes out for the rebound.
Good job there by Logan.
Here comes Scout Case. Ryan Mock, 35 feet away from the bucket. Here is Grant Maurer. Hadley between the circles. The bounce pass to Case. Maurer for three. Bounces off the hoop. Rebound Taggart trying to post up. Triple teams. Closes in on him. Baby hook shot. Short ball slap back to Coldwater. Mock trying to feed Maurer. His feet were tangled up. Nice save by Case. Falling into the scorer's table to Mock. Case gets it back. Here is Maurer on the left wing being hawked by Phil Robinson. Taggart trying to set a screen. The Bearcat fans to our right getting into it. Case flies out of bounds, almost into Scott Carpenter's lap. He's operating the side panels here tonight. Actually, Coach Delaney is running the side panels. Scott Carpenter's on the main scoreboard. Three-pointer rolls off the front of the hoop, doesn't go in for Bowser. The Bearcats get it back. Here's Albagami on the right corner. Templeton Out to Bowser, went through his hands. Mock trying to save it and couldn't. The Bearcats will get it back by 55. Left in the first quarter, 1-0 BCC.
Cardinals playing with a lot more energy tonight. Moving her feet real well in that zone.
Albagami, Robinson up top. Here's a dribble drive, a take, and a score. Plus one for Joe Bowser. How much body contact? I wasn't quite sure who
Joe Bowser,
got the ball.
Yeah.
Taggart with his first. Team second. You heard that. Ryan Hadley is probably correctly assessed the foul. His first, team second. Bowser can't finish on the three-point play. Hadley with a rebound. Scout Case, pass ahead, deflected, picked up by Mock. Here comes Scout Case, streaking, blocked from behind. Maurer picks it up on the left, blocks. Dip, shoots, misses, ball tip. It's going to be taken on the run by Bowser. Bowser to Albagami, 17-footer, left corner. In and out, and out to Logan Taggart underneath. 3-0 Battle Creek Central, 5:20 left to play in the first quarter. Mock at the half-court line, the ball kicked away by Bowser. He was in that double team among with Robinson. Mock will trigger to the left of the scorer's table to Scout Case. Spin move with Bowser in front of him. Maurer to Hadley, inside to Mock, clogged up, double team, comes back to the perimeter. Hadley gets it back on the corner. Moves to the left wing, trying to get it to Mock. It's stolen by Joe Bowser. Swatted from behind by Ryan Hadley, and he takes a lot of punishment into the front row of the bleachers where the Cardinal Crazy sit.
Yeah,
two quick fouls for Ryan Hadley. And Joe Bowser back to the free throw line. Nothing the worse for wear, as it turns out. First to two from Bowser is down, is up, is good, and the Bearcats lead 4-0. Hadley comes to the bench, and Blaze Watson, 6'1 junior, comes in for him. Second one, down, up, and also good. Bowser with 4 points, and Templeton with one. That's the scoring so far for Battle Creek Central. Back for the game, it's 5-0. Blaze Watson, bounce pass to Mock, trying to loft it inside to Taggart. Deflected by Templeton. Taggart had a hand on it. It's stolen by Trigg. Curtis Trigg ahead to Phil Robinson. Now Bowser on the left wing. Up top to Robinson. Albagami, bounce pass to Trigg. Cross court to Bowser for three. Left wing is good. Joe Bowser's on fire, and Brian Kelly has seen enough. Full timeout, 4:32 left in the first quarter. 8-0 Bearcats. Back in a minute, you're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Oh, no. Did you somehow miss the season's first big RV show at Michiana Events Center? Well, don't beat yourself up. No harm, no foul. Most of it's still going on. It's just moved to Haylett Auto and RV in Coldwater. Oh, yeah. You may have missed the Mac, but Haylett was the star of the show anyway, and they're full speed ahead now on plans for a new season of RVing fun. All the new models on display now from 18 of the nation's top manufacturers.
10 campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motorhomes.
Complete parts and accessories, special show financing, show-stopping deals on Haylett's 11-acre RV and camping supercenter, the place where you're going to find what you want now. 2013 closeout prices for a limited time on brand spanking new, never-before-seen 14 models.
All you have to do is show up
to see everything new for camping. Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV, U.S. 12 east of I-69, exit 13, Coldwater, Michigan. Online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com,
where your family camping adventures begin.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Some unfinished business on the girls' side from the WTVB scoreboard. Gull Lake defeated Marshall 57-49 to take the SMAC East Championship. Well, congratulations to the Blue Devils and Mackenzie Latt, Davidson Baum. Coldwater ball coming out of the timeout. They faced a Bearcat press. Grant Maurer in the front court is fouled by a double team that came in from behind.
Joe Bowser, a little reach-in foul there.
First foul of the night for Battle Creek Central, assessed to the aforementioned Mr. Bowser. Case inbounds to Ryan Mock, right corner, triple team on the wing. Ball went through Taggart's wickets, picked up by Case on the left corner. Now Blaze Watson to reset to Maurer, around to Mock, three-pointer, bounces off the back of the rim, skying for it, and hauled in is Joe Bowser for Battle Creek Central. Albagami, alley-oop to Trigg, cut off by that double team behind the back. No-look pass to Robinson for three, left corner, and it wedges between the backboard and the hoop. Only the second time that we've seen that this season. We saw it at least six times last year.
It'll be Battle Creek's ball.
On the alternate possession arrow, that is the rule when that rare occurrence takes place. Muhammad Albagami will trigger in front of the Cardinal Crazies. 3:56 left in the first quarter. 8-0. Alley-oop pass going to Templeton. He's fouled from behind. They're trying to move the hoop the way that Doug Anderson from Kalamazoo Central used to back in his high school days. But Templeton was fouled from behind. Logan Taggart. Now he picks up his first foul. Four fouls up on the board for Coldwater. Just one for Battle Creek Central. Albagami inbounds to Templeton. Just inside the free throw line. Line drive shot is good.
Templeton with his first two of the night.
Bearcats are pressing. They are showing a diamond press. Maurer's trap. Case to Blaze Watson. The Cardinals have numbers. Ricocheted off his foot. It's picked off by Case. Trying to feed Taggart and, whoops, Grant Maurer travels. Ryan Kelly saying, should have gone for a layup, guys. Battle Creek Central ball leading at 10-0. 3:23 left to play in the first quarter. Bowser up top to Albagami. Swing the ball around. Here's Templeton. First substitution of the night, getting ready to check in for Battle Creek Central in the form of Mafion Joyner. Ball kicked away by Coldwater's Logan Taggart on the right corner. Here comes Joyner, 6'3 senior for Battle Creek Central. They lead 10-0. Luke Beckhusen and Nate Waterbury checking in for Coldwater. They are both 5'10 sophomores.
Both these young men will get a chance to watch the next couple of years.
The inbound comes to Trigg. Pass to Bowser, almost taken away by Beckhusen. Now up top, Javante Dunbar checked in for the Bearcats. He finds Bowser on the right wing. His three-pointer short. Ball picked up by Albagami. Now to Dunbar, 5'5 senior. Albagami for three. Right wing in and out. Rebound Blaze Watson. Cardinals want to run. You can't run against these guys for too long without wearing out. Ball deflected, stolen by Dunbar. Dunbar ahead to Curtis Trigg, going for the slam, but he gets the reverse layup instead to give the Bearcats a 12-0 lead. 2:32 left to play in the first quarter. Waterbury, who was not on the varsity the game up on January 17th, which the Cardinals lost by 20, he gets the ball ahead. Now Waterbury, top of the key, kick the ball out. Beckhusen now back to Waterbury on the right corner. Learning firsthand that varsity speed with these Bearcats much different from JV speed.
Well, not when you play Battle Creek, it isn't.
Underneath the jump ball is Logan Taggart, tried to post up. Getting in the way from behind is Muhammad Albagami. It'll be Coldwater ball on the alternate possession arrow. Wendell White, 6'4 sophomore, coming in along with Elijah Jackson, a 6'3 senior. We'll see Jordan Butler check in for Coldwater, a 6'3 junior. 2:04 left to play in the first quarter. 12-0 Battle Creek Central. And once again, Greg Williams going to his bench, bringing in Dontell Hardy, a 5'10 sophomore. Sophomores I don't think we saw a lot of in the January 17th game.
No, I got to believe he's going to give everybody a chance to play tonight.
Long two rolls off the hoop. No good from the right wing for Ryan Mock. Here come the Bearcats of Battle Creek Central in their road mazes with the navy blue numerals and trim. Good ball movement here by the Bearcats. Hardy up top. Swing the ball around to the right wing. Joyner launches a triple. It's in and out. Taggart had the ball stripped away. A 17-footer is an air ball for Wendell White. Ball picked up by Mock. Minute 35 left to play in the first quarter. Coldwater trails 12-0. Taggart cut off the free throw line. Waterbury launches a triple from the right wing. Off the back of the hoop. Ball picked up by the Bearcats. Dontell Hardy to Javonte Dunbar. Now back to Hardy. Dunbar around to Joyner. Head fake. Faking out Beck Hughes. Now the ball comes to Hardy. Nice feed inside. White misses. Loose ball picked up by Coldwater's Waterbury. Minute two left to play in the quarter. You're saying, Quinn?
I was just going to say, Cardinals just looking for some offense anywhere.
Offense was kind of a problem Wednesday night, too, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
72-49, the Cardinals lost to Harper Creek on Wednesday night. They currently trail 12-0 to Battle Creek Central. 44 seconds and counting left to play in the quarter. Beck Hewson doubled up on the left wing. Ball down on the floor, taken away from Taggart.
Oh,
how about that? They got it to Ryan Mock underneath. Cardinals got it right back.
Ryan with a nice backdoor cut there. Luke gets him the ball.
I thought the ball was taken away from Luke. Somehow, in the blink of an eye, Luke got the ball back. Well, the Cardinals trail by 10, 12-2. Here's Javonte Dunbar on the right wing. Beck Hewson bodying up on him. It looks like the Cardinals have gone back man-to-man, or are they still...
No, they're still in that zone.
Still playing a zone. It looked man for a moment. 7 seconds left to play in the quarter. Ball on the perimeter. Elijah Jackson, Dunbar, three, at the buzzer. He drains it from the top of the key. 15-2 Bearcats after one quarter of play. Back in a minute, you're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Presented by the Michigan Army National Guard this week, John Johnson talks about how March Magic brings out some expected and unexpected outstanding performances. Battle Creek Central ball to start the second quarter. They lead 15-2. Here's Javonte Dunbar, who launched a triple at the buzzer to give the Bearcats a 13-point lead that they currently enjoy. Joyner to Dunbar, now to the right corner, comes back outside. Nice in and out movement. Here's a three-pointer off the back of the rim. No good for Elijah Jackson. Comes to Nate Waterbury's hands. Javonte Dunbar trying to poke the ball away from him. Both cross the timeline. Here's Luke Beckhusen with 7:26 left to play in the half. Give you a scoring update at the next dead ball as we follow the progress of Quincy Homer boys basketball for the Big 8 Conference lead. Beckhusen bounce past the mock. Low comes to Nate Waterbury, puts his shoulder into Wendell White. White is going to be assessed the foul.
Good job by Nate there, and a good pass from Ryan Mock on that backdoor cut.
Waterbury inbounds with 7:11 left to play in the half. Mock lofting the ball to Butler, trying to feed Waterbury. It was kicked away by a whole mess of Bearcats. Coldwater ball. Ahmed McKinney will check in, a 6'4 junior. And we see how deep that Bearcat bench is. Three-pointer for Michael Magos. He drains it wide open from the right corner.
Nice look there for Michael as he knocks that first one down. That's always a good sign.
15-5. Bearcats up 10. Thanks to the triple by Michael Magos to cut the lead to 10. 5'11 junior. Bearcat ball. Here's Joyner. Jackson now to Dunbar between the circles. Swing it to the left wing. Comes back up top to Joyner. Inside, the ball comes to McKinney. A streak, almost a dunk by Mafion Joyner. A nice feed to Joyner to give the Bearcats a 12-point lead once again. Luke Beck in trap by a double team. Bounce pass picked up by Magos. Launches another triple from the right wing. It's off the back of the hoop this time. Dontell Hardy with a rebound. Ahead, Elijah Jackson, too far underneath the bucket, comes to Joyner. No look pass to Armand McKinney, scores from the low left blocks. 19-5, Bearcats up two touchdowns, 5:58 left to play in the half. Michael Magos and one of the Bearcats, was Dontell Hardy, diving after it. It will be Coldwater ball. Joe Bowser back in for Battle Creek Central. Now, to revisit the WTVB scoreboard into the first quarter, Homer is leading Quincy 11-5, the game at Homer High School tonight for the Big 8 Conference lead. Cardinal ball. Here comes Luke Beckhuis, and he's in all sorts of trouble. A shot short. Here come the Bearcats. Bowser, the give, stop, and a pop and a miss for Elijah Jackson, rebounded by Coldwater's Luke Beckhuis. Nate Waterbury sandwiched on his take down the middle of the lane. One of that double team is going to be assessed the foul for Battle Creek Central. It will be Joe Bowser picking up his second. Phil Robinson back in. Curtis Trigg back in for the Bearcats. Logan Taggart in for Coldwater. Ryan Mock to the bench. Coldwater trails by 14. 19-5. 5:35 left in the half. Waterbury lofting the ball to Michael Mago. Sideline left. Roaming around the perimeter, a double team following him. Taggart for three up top. Off the back of the hoop, the ball tipped. Hauled in by Javonte Dunbar, shortest guy out there on the floor at only 5'5". Dunbar getting the ball back from Joyner. Around to Robinson. Bill Robinson on the left wing, back between the circles. Joyner for three. Rolls off the hoop, the ball tipped. McKinney and Taggart battling for it. McKinney saves it to Dunbar. Joyner to Trigg on the right corner. 5 minutes left in the half. 19-5 Bearcats. Robinson, the feed inside. Trigg kicked the ball out. Off the glass and good for Mafion Joyner. Was that Joyner?
Yes, that was.
21-5. Michael Magos, ball stripped at half court. Joyner, the give. Bobbled by Trigg. Bearcats going for a little bit of razzle-dazzle. That didn't work that time. Scout Case getting ready to check in for Coldwater. Magos with that look on his face of exhaustion.
Yes, it.
Butler out and Maurer in for Coldwater.
Jordan Butler with some good minutes there.
Luke Beckhuis and triggering in the backcourt. And timeout is going to be called before the 5-second call could have been invoked. Waiting to see how long a timeout it's going to be. 4:40 left to play in the half. 21-5 Bearcats. It's a 30. So we're back in 30. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
At AmeriGas Propane Company, you get the big company backing with local people you know and trust. This is Lisa Visa, and we have over 100 years combined propane experience at AmeriGas. With our 24/7 emergency call center, we won't leave you out in the cold or unsafe at any time. We offer fantastic first fill options for new customers and guaranteed price programs and budgets for all customers that qualify. For more information, visit us on US 12 in Coldwater, online at AmeriGas.com, or call 517-278-4000.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Around the WTVB scoreboard at the half, boys basketball, Gull Lake leading Marshall 31-27. Here with 4:40 left in the second quarter, Battle Creek Central all over Coldwater 21-5. Cardinals able to break the press. Dangerous pass to Taggart up top. Case for three. Bounces off the back of the hoop. Ball hauled in by Phil Robinson. Here come the Bearcats. They want to run. The give is to a streaking Mafion Joyner. Going for the alley-oop. McKinney gets the rebound off the ball that rolled off the hoop. McKinney goes, darn it. Going to have to go up to the free throw line. Grant Maurer commits his first foul. Five fouls up on the board for Coldwater, three for Battle Creek Central. Two of those three for the Bearcats against Joe Bowser, who is currently sitting on the bench. First of two from McKinney is a line drive. He bricks it. David Templeton will come back in for Mafion Joyner in the Bearcat lineup. Still 21-5 BCC over Coldwater, 4:23 left in the half. McKinney bricked them short. Both of them. Maurer with a rebound. Ahead to Nate Waterbury, streaking the sideline, left side. Case cross-court to Beck Husen, trying to feed Maurer inside. Pass deflected. He picks it up. Double-team closes in on him in the corner. Now Beck Husen back between the circles. Case slings the ball to Taggart. Now back to Case. Maurer on the right wing. Bobbles it. He's down on the floor. So is Javonte Dunbar. Wrestling match breaks out. Dunbar scoops Maurer off a hardwood. It's going to be Coldwater ball on the alternate possession arrow. Looked like those two were late entries on their school's respective wrestling teams. Speaking of wrestling, the team state finals are going on this weekend at Kellogg Arena with no Branch County representatives left. We'll see a few Bronson Vikings, though, at the Palace of Auburn Hills next weekend for the individual finals. Coldwater ball, Maurer cut off. Ball swung around to Luke Beckhusen. He's on the left wing. Also coming up during a halftime report, we'll give you an update on Coldwater bowling as they are competing in the regionals at Continental Lanes today. The team regionals are today, singles regionals tomorrow. Taggart clogged up by a double team, comes out to scout Case. Shot for 15, swatted by David Templeton. Loose ball, Templeton does it again, taking an easy shot away from Luke Beckhusen underneath. 3:19 left to play in the first half, 21-5 Bearcats. Mafion, or check that, Ahmed McKinney out and Muhammad Albagami back in. Inbound to Waterbury, right corner, up top to Maurer. Ball almost swatted away from him again, this time by Robinson. Gets the ball back. Waterbury, right wing three, bounces off the hoop. Ball slapped by Maurer, picked up by Beckhusen. Now back to Waterbury, bounce pass to Maurer. Coldwater looking very uncomfortable as the Bearcats are very quick, not only offensively, but especially defensively. Couple pump fakes by Maurer. Ball swatted at by Templeton. He was sandwiched by three Bearcats. I think Templeton is going to be, well, they give it to Albagami, it looks like.
Templeton, I think. 2-4, wasn't it?
No, it was 2-5.
Oh, I'll be there.
Albagami with his first foul, team fourth, first of two. Grant Maurer from the charity stripe is through. Dontell Hardy back in for the Bearcats. Blaze Watson back in for the Cardinals. 21-6 Bearcats, up 15. Still up 15 with a miss. Rebound by Case. Comes back out to Beckhusen. He is between the circles. A double team out on him. Bearcats have been playing this 2-3 zone pretty much most of the night. It's been giving the Cardinals all sorts of fits.
They're just so quick at the top, and then you got the big guys blocking shots underneath.
Alley-oop pass underneath to Logan Taggart. Blocked from behind, taken away by the Bearcats. Here they come. Curtis Trigg puts a shoulder down in Grant Maurer, and Maurer is going to pick up his second foul.
Has not been a pretty game on either end of the court. Even the Bearcats not playing extremely good basketball right
now. Maurer's first foul is the team sixth, so it'll be Bearcat ball out of bounds. Albagami, left corner, three! His first of the game, 24-6, 18-point lead for the boys in maize and blue. 2:10 left to play in the half. Bounce pass, oh, Logan Taggart got his defenders airborne, missed. Rebound put back, yes.
Logan sticking with it under there, gets his offensive rebound, the putback.
That's about all he can do, right? Other end of the floor, Logan Taggart swats at the Bearcat player from behind. The ball goes out of bounds, last touch by the Bearcats. Maurer to the bench, and May goes back in with a minute 55 left to play in the half, 24-8. Battle Creek Central by 16. Beckhusen receives the inbound. Blaze Watson bounce pass to a streaking Michael Magos. Overshot it, rebounded by Logan Taggart, and he's tied up. Position arrows pointing toward Battle Creek Central. K
24-8, about a minute and 46 seconds to go.
Cardinals are going to throw out a 2-2-1 zone press. Robinson to Dontell Hardy, quickly past the timeline, avoids the trap. Robinson, Albagami to the right corner. It comes to Bowser. But check that, that was Curtis Trigg that had it. Now Hardy comes back around to the other side of the perimeter to Templeton. Templeton moves to the baseline. Now here's a dribble drive, comes back to Trigg on the right corner. Now Templeton up top. He launches a long two, and it's short off the rim. Loose ball is going to be collected by the Bearcats. David Templeton trying to do his own alley-oop. He commits the foul on his attempt at the rebound. His first foul is a team fifth. Coldwater ball out of bounds. A minute 5 left to play in the half. They trail by 16, 24-8. Scout Case at mid court. Had the ball stolen. Unfortunately, Dontell Hardy couldn't connect with Phil Robinson underneath the bucket. Cardinals get it on the Bearcat miscue, of which there have been atypically quite a few of them.
Yeah, just...
Luke Beckhusen receives the ball and a retaliation foul. Phil Robinson still frustrated at the attempt at the fast break that went bad. Robinson's first foul is a team sixth. Coldwater ball, 53 seconds left in the quarter. Beckhusen catches at midcourt. Now to Scout Case, 35 feet away from the bucket with Robinson trailing him. Picked up. Up top by Dontell Hardy. Beckhusen still with the ball poked away by Robinson. Robinson reaches in and commits a second quick foul. Well, his second foul is the team's seventh. Coldwater finds themselves at the free throw line for the bonus.
Luke Beckhusen going to go to the line here.
But before that, Robinson will come to the bench and give way to Javonte Dunbar. 38.1 seconds left to play in the half. Front end of a 1-1 for Luke Beckhusen coming up. Off the back of the rim, Blaze Watson with the rebound, put back high off the glass. Yes!
Great
Despite
rebound.
The double team that was closing in on him, Blaze finishes 24-10. 14-point lead for the Bearcats, 24 seconds left to play in the half. Hardy gets the ball back on the left wing, launches a 17-footer, bam! Bearcats answer, they lead by 16, 26-10. 10 seconds left in the half, Beckhusen gets it cross-court to Case, now to Taggart up top. Magos on the left corner, couple of head fakes. Cross-court to Beckhusen, 2 seconds, 1 second, dribble drive, a tie-up at the buzzer! That's how the half ends, with Battle Creek Central leading Coldwater 26-10 after 16 minutes of play. It's halftime, and the halftime report brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title. Wishing good luck to the Cardinals. For title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887. Where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Tibbetts Plaza in Coldwater. Call them at 278-6960. We'll go over the numbers after this one-minute break in this week's edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. 26-10 Bearcats of Battle Creek Central on top. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Harold has it. That's right. Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mountain in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
Who will step up? I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
We are now in the throes of the march through the winter sports tournament schedule, which saw our first champions crowned last weekend, with many more to come over the next five. It's an exciting time of year, and one which seems to write its own stories with tales of the expected, and especially the extraordinary or the unexpected, stories of which high school legends are made, even if it's the only time they ever take center stage in their athletic careers. The beauty of team sports is that every member of the team is important, not just the blue chip players who get way too much exposure and whack out everyone else's perspective trying to be like them. That's why I'll always remember Rory Bender from St. John's High School, a sophomore 125-pounder with an above-average record on the wrestling mat, who had the most arduous task in the 2010 Division II team wrestling final against Taylan Knobloch of Allegan to not get pinned against the number two wrestler in the state and give the Red Wings the team title. That match, as Bender went down time after time against the senior Knobloch, came down to its final moments, where rolled over on his back, Bender somehow avoided the dreaded sound of the slap and gave his team the victory. Bender won the title for his team because he did what he was supposed to do. He fulfilled his role. Who will step up and be this year's Rory Bender? Down 15 points with under 4 minutes to play, and its top two players fouled out in the 1956 Class D boys basketball title game, Chassel coach Ed Helikowski called timeout. One of his players told me how the coach called on those reserves left in the game, pointing at them saying, "You, and you, and you. We're going to pull this game out." And one of those players was sophomore guard Don Mattson, who capped the rally, scoring the game winner with seconds to play and finishing with an improbable finals record 25 points as Chassel won its first of three straight Class D crowns and kept a winning streak alive that would eventually reach 65 games, still a record in the state of Michigan. Who will step up and be this year's Don Mattson? It's hard to believe, but in about 40 years of girls basketball in our great state, only two championship games have been decided on buzzer-beating shots. The first came in 1999, when Kim Wilburn of Detroit Country Day drove the lane for a layup as time expired in a 49-47 thriller over Flint Powers Catholic. And 4 years ago, it was a layup by Kiana Dudley Thompson, which beat the clock, and Flint Hamady defeated St. Ignace in double overtime, 68-66. Is there a Kim Wilburn or a Kiana Dudley Thompson out there ready to step up this year? We'll find out. You can catch live video streams of the last five weekends of the march on the MHSAA.tv website. Just $14.95 gives you live access to finals in wrestling, competitive cheer, Lower Peninsula boys swimming and diving, ice hockey, girls gymnastics, and basketball semifinals for girls and boys. Check it out at MHSAA.tv. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
The Branch County Abstract and Title Halftime Report rolling on from here at Coldwater High School. Battle Creek Central with a 26-10 lead over the host Cardinals, and here is how they have scored. A very atypically ugly contest. We got Javante Dunbar with three, Dontell Hardy with two, Mafion Joyner with four, Joe Bowser leading all scorers currently with seven, all of them in the first quarter before foul trouble put him on the bench for most of the second quarter. David Templeton with three, Muhammad Alagami with three, Curtis Trigg and Ahmed McKinney each with two. It's 26 for Coldwater, for Battle Creek Central, rather, once you get all that up. Meanwhile, for Coldwater, Luke Beckhusen, no points but three rebounds. Michael Magos leading the way for the red and white right now with that triple he scored in the second quarter. Grant Maurer with a single free throw. Blaze Watson, 2. Ryan Mock, 2. Logan Taggart, 2. Leading rebounder currently, Logan Taggart, with 5 rebounds to go along with his 2 points. Those are the 10 that are up for Coldwater right now. 15-2 in the first quarter, 11-8 in the second, both favoring the Battle Creek Central Bearcats. Shooting percentages for the Bearcats, 10 of 26 so far, 38.5%. 3 of 11 from the three-point line, 27.3%. 3 of 7 from the free throw line, 42.9%. The Cardinals, meanwhile, 4 of 21 shooting, 19%. 1 of 8 from downtown, 12.5%. 1 of 3 from the charity stripe, 33.3%. Total rebounds, the Cardinals have actually out-rebounded Battle Creek Central so far, 23-15, again led by Logan Taggart's 5 and Luke Beckhusen's 3. Turnovers, 10 for Coldwater, 2 for Battle Creek Central, and off of those turnovers, the Bearcats with a 10-2 edge. Second chance points favor Coldwater, 5-4. Bench points, the Bearcats with 11, and the Cardinals with 7. The Bearcats have led wire-to-wire so far.
Well, it's just been a pretty much total domination by the Bearcats. The shots we get aren't always the best shots, and when we have had some good looks, we haven't knocked them down. So, but we gotta hang in there. Defensively, I thought we did a pretty good job. Energy-wise, I thought we did a great job. We just got to find some offense somewhere and hopefully knock down a couple of threes and open something up underneath. But it's been a tough night shooting the ball for the Cardinals.
Some scoring updates on the WTVB scoreboard at the half. Boys basketball, Sturgis leading Lakeview 25-21. Pretty close contest there.
Yeah, that's a good ball game. Two very similar teams, a lot of strength. Like to play that down low basketball, get the ball to the big boys, and probably end up pretty close throughout the night there.
Meanwhile, we were going to tell you about the bowling regionals team action taking place today. Coldwater just finished outside of being able to qualify, 12 points short of third place Charlotte. Sturgis won the regional, Byron Center second, Charlotte with third. Coldwater had a team score of 3,902 points. Charlotte had 3,912. On the girls' side, the Coldwater girls finished sixth with a team total of 3,363. Charlotte, Jackson Northwest, and Parma Western, all of whom will join Coldwater in the Interstate 8 next year, where the girls' team's qualifying. Singles action coming up tomorrow, again at Continental Lanes. Back here at Coldwater High School, second half of boys basketball coming up, 26-10. Battle Creek Central leading the Cardinals. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.